Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter, the chapter on the du'as when going to sleep. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, after bringing the dhikr, the adhkar of morning and evening, now specifically is bringing those du'as that are to be read at the time of a person going to sleep. And we explained before that a Muslim is one that is conscious of his journey of life, he's conscious of his objective of life from the time he wakes up right up till the time he's sleeping or goes to sleep, completely conscious to such an extent that if we start pondering, as we're doing these du'as, we start pondering of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the azkar, the different dhikrs shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time of sleeping we'll realize that a person is not oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at the time of going to rest. An Aliyin radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala lahu wali Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, idha awaituma ila firashikuma, hu qala idha akhaztuma madaji'akuma, fakabbira 33, wasabbiha 33, وَحْمِدَا ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ التَّسْبِيحُ 34 وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ التَّكْبِيرُ 34 مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Look how beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising who? He's advising his son-in-law and he's advising his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving both of them advice. And one thing we learn also from the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to his own family also, he put them more onto, so to speak, he put them more onto a'mal, he put them more onto qurbani, he put them more onto the effort of deen than even other people. Normally what a person would think is our own family, we want to be more soft to them in terms of making it easy for them for everything. Even as far as amal is concerned, we won't encourage them so much. We'll encourage other people, or we'll speak, when we want to speak about deen, we'll speak to other people. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging his own family to come onto amal. So let's do this hadith and we'll give more explanation. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that when you retire to bed, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you lie down on your bed, then say this, Allahu Akbar 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times, and Alhamdulillah 33 times. In another narration it has it say, Allahu Akbar 34 times. So another narration has it such that the person should say, Allahu Akbar 34 times. Here we explained that why we encourage people to read 33, 33, 34, because in the number 34 you've already covered 33. So if a person does it like this, he reads 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar, then he covers all the narrations. So therefore it's better to do it this way. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised him that at the time of going to rest, then this is what you should do. At the time of going to bed, this is what you should do. And this is something we should all try to do. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Now what is the background to this zikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given his Mubarak daughter and his son-in-law Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would do all her household chores herself. In other words, all the difficult work, the grinding, the carrying, etc., she would do it herself. She didn't have servants around her to assist her with all difficult works. So she was doing it herself and it would cause her great difficulty. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu suggested to her that she go to her father and she request for a servant to assist her. So when she went to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for an assistant to assist her, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put her onto a'mal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her this zikr to make. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her this to read. And she was much, much more happier with what her father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given her in terms of zikr, instead of a servant. And this is what you call true love and true belief, that what my father had given, although outwardly it may seem that I wanted a servant, I need some assistance, physical help, But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving me the dhikr to read. She was much, much more happier. Ulama explain that the one who recites this three zikrs, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, as we explained 33 times, 33 times, 34 times, if a person reads this before sleeping, he will not tire from his work during the day. In other words, whatever work that he did during the day, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this barakat of this zikr will make it such that this person won't tire out because of this zikr that he's making. Allah Ta'ala will save him from tiring out with the strenuous work that he may be carrying out in the day. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, when he was given the zikr, he made sure that he never omitted this prescription of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his entire life, even during the battle of Siffin, which was a battle that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu participated in. It was a difficult moment or difficult time, but even at that time also he didn't leave out the zikr, teaching us that ma'mools, actions, zikr that we make must be something that we must be consistent with, pabund with. We shouldn't do it one day and leave it out one day and not feeling good one day. So when we start something, we must continue with it and keep it going consistently. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing this in our life. So this is another one that we learn that a person should do before going to sleep. Simple one. When we're learning these things, inshallah, let us put it into practice. It has great, great value. As I explained, if you're going to consider the words also, and a person reflects, Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala is free from every single type of blemish. Allah's commands are free from every time or kind of blemish. Allah's hukam, in other words, whatever Allah, the conditions Allah Ta'ala is sending down, conditions. Sometimes a person's mind, what's happening to the people in Gaza? What's happening here? What's happening there? So people unknowingly start criticizing the conditions of Allah Ta'ala. Even this, Allah Ta'ala is free from every type of blemish. There's a reason why Allah Ta'ala is allowing everything to happen. So the conditions that come down also are also from Allah Ta'ala. So before a person is going to sleep, he's actually renewing his iman by saying these words. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given me a roof over my head. Allah has given me a bed to sleep with. Allah has given me food. Allah has given me family. Allah has given me friends. Allah Ta'ala has given me so much. So before a person is sleeping, he's saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Already in that is the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Already in that is shukr being made. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And this is how the person is thinking of these words, and he's going to sleep in this condition. What a beautiful way to sleep. In fact, this is so powerful that according to Mujaddid Al-Fithani, Rahmatullah Ali, he says these three phrases, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, they incorporate istighfar, they incorporate shukr, and any deficiencies that have occurred in istighfar and gratitude are also acknowledged by Allahu Akbar. So this is something very, very deep. It's not something we can understand outwardly, but he's saying these three words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, is already incorporating istighfar in it. It's incorporating shukr in it. And any deficiency in that istighfar and shukr is being made up by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So beautiful these words are. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Easy way to remember is to try and keep a tasbih on a person's sideboard. Where a person is sleeping, on the side keep a tasbih. So when you're going to sleep, you can remember to make the dhikr. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.